That rocks.
I'm gonna do it.
Regulator.
Pop a vein, man. Be careful.
It's too early in the show to be doing that. That's like an 8 o'clock intro. Hey, good morning. 6:15. Brock Hunter, welcome to it.
This is how you start a Friday.
Yeah, not with snow, Mother Nature.
God.
You bitch.
Anyway.
All right. Wait.
Let's be positive. We got to be positive.
That's right. We got to be positive.
Weekend's coming.
Yeah. It's April. Spring, I guess, is going to be here soon. So, anyway. Let's get to it. Your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
So, have you ever been caught lying while trying to defend yourself for a previous lie? All right, you're doubling down on a lie, so you're lying about a lie, right?
Doubling down.
You're doubling down. Well, this story is sort of like that, but only crazier. Mm. So a woman in California drove to court on Monday where she was due to make an appearance after she was arrested for stealing a car. Okay.
Okay.
You stole a car, you got busted, let's go to court. All right.
Grand theft auto.
If she'd stolen a car before, how did she get to the courthouse? Well, it turns out she was driving another stolen car to the courthouse.
Come on, lady. Just get a ride.
To go to her hearing where she was having her arraignment for being arrested for stealing a car. What?
So did they ask her in the courtroom, like, hey, how'd you get here?
Well, I drove a car.
We watched you driving. How'd you get it? Whose car is that? Is that your car?
Can you show us the paperwork for that car that you pulled up in?
No.
I left it at home. So it's unclear if the woman stole a car that day to just get to the courthouse or if she had a fleet of stolen cars at her place. Maybe she's like the Fast and Furious gang, like Toretto. She's just got a garage full of stolen cars.
She team up with the story from yesterday where the guy called the police to check his drugs. You know, it's kind of the same thing.
It's the most dynamic duo we've ever seen, huh?
Yeah. You know? She is this a husband and wife? It's a back-to-back stories here.
Now, I don't know. I guess I assume that it was much harder to steal cars. Hunter, do you think it's, like, this easy, apparently, to steal cars?
I mean, what kind of car is it? Is it a newer car? Is it an old, like, 1990 Buick? It depends.
Tell you what, during this next break, why don't you go out and try and steal a car? And then if you don't come back, I'll assume, or you can call me from the road if you do end up stealing a car. I want to see how easy it is.
I'm coming for your truck, buddy. That's what I'm
Go ahead.
For.
Tell
I
you what.
Think you lock it.
Go right. ahead. Take that truck. All right. That's fine. And if you get a chance, just put it in a ditch somewhere. Set it on fire. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with it. If anyone's listening, steal my truck, okay? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I got the insurance
on
it.
Take the damn thing, would you?
So, all right. Well, lesson learned. If you got arrested for stealing a car, don't steal a car to go to your court appearance for stealing a car.
Moron.
Cripes. All right. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.